Welcome to the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. You already know, it's your boy Highs.
And it's me, Pamela G. Happy holidays, Philly. Let's get into the next tune.
And keep things going. So, on that note, let's get into our first song of the day. Let's go.
PSCSWC, nigga in the building.
Shorty know what I want, I'm tryna get in between. Just tryna, know what I mean. I got a bad bitch on my side. I told her, shut up and just hop in the ride. She on my dick, cause I'm counting 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. And I've been counting all night. 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. We count 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. We count 20, 40, 60, 80 bean.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You know I stay fresh, they be watching me just like the movie was on, but I'm still unimpressed. Still on make a progress. Make a progress. I'm coming just like a math test. So tell me what's next. Not on my level, so stay in your lane. It's really young, I run the game. 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. Young nigga get to the cream. My music dope, got him on the lane, counting these old Krispy Kreme. 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. We counting 20, 40, 60, 80 bean. I said 20, 40, 60, 80 bean.
I'm on my shit today too. Like we've been off.
I'm on my fuckery today. I'm telling you people, I'm on my fuckery today. Like for real. Oh my god.
Well, where you been at? Like where you been at, man? I miss you.
All my light-skinned friends.
Light-skinned friends. Shout out to Chris Brown.
I was just about to say that. All my light-skinned friends.
Shout out to Chris Brown. You motherfucker. Like,
you are not my friend, nigga.
You're not my friend either. And what's crazy is, I love Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown even after the Rihanna. But for you to sit up here and make a comment like that, like, I don't want to be with any, what did he say? Any dark-skinned women, only pretty girl. What did he say?
Pretty girl, no monkey looking, some shit.
Like, what do you mean, bro? What do you fucking mean? Like, and that's my thing. I have a problem with the whole colorism thing. It's already hard to be a black girl. Let me tell you what it's like being a little chocolate girl. You know what I'm saying? It really is little girls bleaching their skin because they want to be light skin. It's really girls like me. When I was growing up, I used to think I was ugly. I used to think I was black as shit. I used to look like a purple grape. And I used to think that I was not cute at all. Not attractive at all. So for Chris Brown to sit up here and to say that, you're Chris Brown, nigga. But you know what? You're Chris Brown. Like, you also hit women. So I don't expect anything different from you. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Chris, just know, every black man is not on your side. I'm just saying. Every black man is not on your side.
Tell him how, please, because that's fucked up what he said.
Like, nigga, I got a dark skinned daughter and a light skinned daughter. Any nigga in this world treat my dark skinned daughter like that or say some shit like that to her, I'm sorry, I'm beating your ass.
Right, you getting a motherfucking boot. Like, you just some things you just don't say. And I know he's Chris Brown and he's like, well, fuck it, I'm Chris Brown, I can say whatever I want to say. And that might be valid, but you know what I'm saying? That's why it's our job to make sure we telling the kids and the people that do follow this nigga, like, he's just clout chasing. I don't know. He's an addict. He's not, well,
it ain't even like that. You know what? I just realized what the fuck going on. You know how when people have preferences,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I only like Puerto Ricans and Asians mostly, you
uh-huh.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. But
oh, you only like the Puerto Rican Asians?
I like Puerto Rican Asians. Yeah, I date a white girl here and there.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Black girls, see, I have a reason why I don't date a lot of black girls.
Why? All right. Tell me why.
All right. I'm not saying y'all ugly. Cause
right. We're beautiful. Not, but what
know,
happened?
I like all colors of women. But no, seriously, it comes down to shit like this. In my family, this is why I don't date a lot of black people. In my family, when someone get, my mom's side, we is what we is. We like small.
Okay.
My dad's side, them niggas big.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to know who my family is.
Okay.
Maybe Chris Brown made a mistake and fucked one of his family members.
What, that was dark skin?
See, for me, I really just got to know who my family is so I ain't just out there fucking shit. You know
yeah,
I mean?
I just had a story about a cousin kissing a cousin, and then they showed up at the party together. It's real. I think we talked about that last time with Omi and Spaz. Shout out to Omi and Spaz.
Yeah, they be like, sweetheart.
Show up at the cookout.
Who that little dark skin gay brother? Oh, you talking about Tasha? Tasha, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about Tasha. Who daughter is that? That's Mary Beth's daughter. But then she come in with the Christian son. Yeah, Joseph. She came in with Joseph.
That's cousin Joseph. That's my baby boy.
Now, ain't they second cousins? Oh. What is that? His mother?
They first cousin.
Yeah.
They real cousins.
Yo, you know, they be cousins. Then the old people go back and say, oh, well,
But you know, I heard in the South.
They was kissing in the corner. Well, you know, we don't. Over here, the Blabar family, we don't.
But I heard
shit.
In the South though that this is they do this though. They kiss yeah. cousins and it's more acceptable.
Cause they don't know who their family members are.
Right, and they just accept it. You know what I mean, cause like you gotta think in these small rural areas, family is family. Everybody's probably connected. So then one day somebody slips up and you know they just be like, fuck it, we in love.
And your cycle go on like
we in love.
I don't even. I don't date no cousin, but I'm saying, like, if my cousin date somebody and they have a baby, they married, all that shit, and y'all married,
right? It's
once
like,
you have that baby, his family is my family. And that's how I think, and I do whenever. That's why I
cross
don't date,
that line.
Yeah, that's why I don't date a lot of black girls.
Wow, because you think
I got
Puerto
Ricans in my family too, but. Wow. I ain't got to worry about them.
It's really that deep down here that your family all around like that? Damn.
Like, no. Every time I turn my head, I see a cousin with a cousin, or I see a girl I know, she knows
but
like
know
three of my girl
cousins.
Cousins. Like,
though.
Nah, I can't do that.
You know bitches don't be really cousins and sisters, you know what I'm saying?
No.
But they really do be.
When you got the older generation in my family,
mm-hmm.
friends on Facebook,
right? They
I'm
really,
like...
Y'all really
you been like you been like if you in too many of my cousin pictures
right.
and you like yeah always with the fam I'm like okay let me see how she put this fam did she spell family mm-hmm. or did she put
FAM
or she just put the famula you know you gotta know
how
these things and that should be on
it's
my,
the midnight
on my
hour
brain.
We talking about kissing cousins right now
like,
kissing cousins.
I
can't kiss my cousins and I got a lot of family too.
Jesus,
shout
strike
out to
me kick me in the balls
shout out
to
grand family. But I can't kiss my cousins. And if I found out you was my cousin and for some reason it slipped past me, for whatever reason, because we all got these big noses, so I don't know how I can skip past a grant. But
if your nose look like a bell pepper, I ain't
touching. Right, so I'm not trying to run into that. But it's the midnight hour 215. We talking about everything. Like, we've been missing. We've been trying to, you know, get this together.
Yo, guess what's back now?
What?
DM the guts.
Who that? Who DM
the love
him?
Story. No.
Who's that?
However, only one to remember this episode.
DM the Guts.
DM the Guts, the love story.
Wait, I think I do remember. We talked
don't
about this.
This episode, people.
I remember. Bring it back up.
DM the Guts.
DM the Guts. What is that about?
DM to Guts, the love story. We are bringing it back.
All
right. You know. Somebody give me the DM the Guts. Somebody give me their love story, how somebody hopped in their DM. Y'all automatically.
I can give
fuck.
You my love story right now because it's my love.
That's what it is.
Listen, it's my love and it's really current. It's my life. But I literally, yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to Wild West Bandit. But I literally, I went in that DM because at the point, I don't normally go in people's DMs, okay? I'm not the DM chaser, but this person, I was like, yo, I want to do something different. I was like, this guy, he's amazing. I want to share my love, and what better way to do it than just to go in his DM and say hi, and that's what I did, and it's been magical, okay? Tell me how, if you can hear me, because it's dark. I'm trying to get the light right for us. That's good.
That's how we put it. DM to Guts. The love story. I'm not bullshitting.
Oh, yeah. I do remember this conversation because yes. What I was saying was it takes a lot. I've never had someone get from DM to Guts except for my persuasion to you know, with the story I just told.
Okay.
But people never really got DM to Guts with me. I mean, they might have tried, but that's very difficult.
We never know what's real.
Right. Like, that's very difficult. Like, I don't know. You know, like I said, I was just telling Haas, like, I just got this dick pic the other day in my Snapchat, and I'm like, what do you want me to do with that? Do you want me to, like, put it up? Do you want me to make it my Instagram story? You know, what do you want me to do with that? Because I don't really want a picture of that. But, you know, people like to share, so people like to share their privates.
So, people, hop in the box. Who want to hop in the box? Tell us your DM to Guts love story.
Right.
How somebody...
They are real.
Went from your DM to them guts. Like,
right.
Either you're busting the motherfucking gut, or you in there getting your guts bust like a 6'6", 6'6", 40. You feel me?
And tell us about if it passed or if it was something that was just, you know, a fantasy and then it's
was
just
it
over.
Good,
right.
Was it whack?
Right. Was it worth the DM slide? Because people are sliding the DMs every right
DM
and left.
Was that DM slide like motherfucking mix and mashed potatoes and you know it just getting it?
But
was
I'm going to tell
like
y'all
that?
Right now, do not slide my DMs because I don't like that stuff. It makes me feel like violated. It makes me feel like violated.
You know.
When I see a penis or something like that, it makes me feel violated. Almost the equivalent of when men kind of get upset when a gay person kind of comes at them. It's
right.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of offensive, you know what I mean? I didn't ask you for a dick pic, you know, so, you know, I don't know. It depends.
Some people just shoot their shot from all the main rip.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got a bow and arrow. I'm going to hit this bitch with a dick pic.
Yes, they send them dick pics through the airways. So, you know, all I'm saying is just ask first, you know, or kind of just imply it. Maybe if you want to send the eggplant.
Right.
You know, don't send me no fucking eggplants, though, because I'll send you back an orange. But just ask the ladies first.
No,
that's all.
Just send them back one of them blue circles. just send them back one of those blue circles.
What's that supposed to mean?
Blue balls.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to send y'all some blue.
Send them two circles. Girl,
I got
y'all
game
see
now.
No dick pics, just put two blue circles. But they're going to be like this, bitch.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if y'all gonna get it.
They gonna look around. What's this blue ball shit?
Right. What this bitch talking about?
I think what's this blue ball shit?
She don't like me?
what's the blue ball thing? I don't know. See, look, that shit gonna fuck they mind.
I love you. But just don't send me no pictures of your dick, though. Okay? But it's Seminar 215. Let's get into another record. And let's play Show Starter because that's up. Let's go.
Baby girl, I'm ready. Steady. Go. I've been waiting. Like you two, come get this petty. Already, I'm not the one, but you ain't up. On go, flow, flow. Up on this rock and rolling record speech, you know. Attention to the narcissistic. Trying me on, it won't fit. I did it, and that's my glove. And bitch, that is my style. I'm taking it back now, I'm the original. Ask Colonel Sanders for that crunchy stuff, you're still in hope. Yeah, said I'm the original. Got all the flavors. Sing rap, money on my
What up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Haz right back here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show. You already know, man. We always here to make it do what it do. And we here to talk about DM to Guts. Man, Phil just walked out the room for a minute. Pamela G just walked out the room for a minute. So you already know. It is time for DM to Guts. Oh, man. So it's here where y'all listeners can hop in the box from Facebook, Instagram, and all that. And y'all can literally tell us your DM to Guts, how someone got to them Guts right from the DMs. Single and living life. What up, what up, what up? What's good? Do you have a DM to Guts story? It could be a fuckboy moment. Like, you could let a fuckboy end up getting in. Everybody, I already know every woman don't want to tell when the fuckboy got into the DMs and got into them Guts. But, you know, we want to hear those stories right here at the Midnight Hour 215. We're going to wait for some more people to hop into the lives. But real quick, we're going to hit y'all with a song. What up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Haz, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show, man. You already know, man. We here to make it do what it do. Sponsored to you by Production 91 Full Entertainment Company. Also sponsored to you by Backpacks for Backpacks. Man, they make backpacks do what backpacks supposed to do. And they have a new waterproof book bag. It works, people. You know, I've been to the places, man. It works. So, we're doing from DM to Guts, the love story. So, we want to know here at the Midnight Hour 215. From them DMs to the motherfucking Guts. But, you about to play a little E right before we talk. So, let's go.
Hey, yo, let me let you in on my mind frame. Let me let you understand just how I stay.
2019 Eve, that new Eve, y'all. Make sure y'all follow her at The Real Eve on Instagram. That's that new Eve. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And make sure y'all go under the Midnight Hour 215, the Midnight Hour on Facebook for the Midnight Hour 215, and comment under the status from DM to Guts the Love Story.
Yes.
We want to hear about y'all from DM to Guts the Love Story.
Listen, the DM to Guts is real. We're live in Spice Gang, and I came here for a reason because I know people are up. It's the midnight hour. It's coming up. It was a rainy day in Philadelphia, and I know we cooped up and we in the house. So I was like, let's come on here and let's get it together. But first, just to get back into that Eve record that we just heard, like I said, it was called Reloaded. It was featured an artist named Conscious, produced by Sims. I'm not sure who that beat maker is, but that was a hot summer affair. And congratulations to Eve, because we want to celebrate women, especially the women that's here in Philadelphia, because like I'm going to continue to say, like, Philly is harboring some of the most dopest, talented artists. And it's important that we share them, because if we don't share them, nobody else is going to share the shit. And that's why tonight on the Midnight Hour, that's what we do. We share. Send music. You know what I mean? You want to be featured? DM us for prices. You know what I mean? We here to spread the love and spread the joy. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Talk to us.
We also,
their Eve record.
So I just want to say, we are going to, well, me, I guess, I'm going to battle some people.
Who you battling?
I'm going to just battle some people, and it's going down.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to battle people on live right here at the Midnight Hour 215.
We battling people on live now.
Yes. I don't care what beat y'all got. You know, we get 3 minutes, so a minute and a half a piece,
a minute and 50. Got some bars or what?
So... I'm ready if y'all are.
No, I don't got bars, actually. You're just gonna wreck me.
No, man, I'm gonna take it a little light on you.
We gonna do it again.
I got you with a beat.
I missed the conference.
Alright, so here you go. You can hear that one.
Alright. Wait, what should I rap about?
Anything you want.
They call me the man, yo. Yo, okay, wait, I'm trying to think. Woke up, gotta go. Like you already know, and I'm gonna show. But like I just got to go in soccer. And my grams back outside, sitting on his rocker, and he's rocking around.
All right, Stan.
That's all I got. That's all, all
right, I got. I got one for you, Stan. I'm gonna put all your right. name in it. Look, they call him Stan, so he the man. So homie had the plan. I wipe your nails up, you get it on demand. You play it out, and then they always turn around. And sometimes black people sitting on the couch. We turned up and got these words that get them swerved. And sometimes these niggas believe they like a nerd. I get it like a villain, now I'm krillin', now I'm healing like a Goku. Now what you been talking, now what's the dealin'? Play it like I'm dealers, never been a hiller. Now what's up is Goku Prime, now who the chiller? Jordan, what's the prime? They crossin' just down the line. I get it, now what's up, and I know what you said is mine. You threw a red carpet and tell them now where they at. They used to play.
don't take that much. Favor me, because we always on the radio, Stan. We always on the radio.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
So your boys that do music, you got friends, send them here. Yeah, I mean, that was the boy Stan. He definitely came into the Midnight Hour 215, did his thing. Yeah, you know, good for the air.
Yes.
So, on that note, we are going to do another person. One more. Probably two.
Yes, let's get some more freestyles. See, just getting it warmed up.
See who got these bars. You already know. Let's see who got these motherfucking bars. That's all I want to see.
See my niggas clapping, whoop up the floor, waiting right at your door. Dead black rubber grips gonna leave you strip, flip.
Oh, that's you, Big Don. Those are your bars.
You know it.
All right, man.
Thank you, Don.
So look, I got some bars for you, all right?
I can't even hear you.
I said I got some bars for you.
Let me hear some. Stop yourself, crack, get locked, head back to jail. We ain't that fucking police shit. We live in the dead, we better go to grow. We be stairs and grounds, these bitches burn. You ever seen in the ground, I never learned. Even if that took a couple shots, I just bought me some bad days and bought a couple blocks. Had a gold, a red page, and hit a couple blocks.
Definitely need to read that on him. What's up, Styles?
What's good? So you got some bars?
I can't hear a goddamn thing you're saying.